The views and opinions of the hosts and guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the position of the management and staff of Guardian Network.
This morning and welcome back to Guardian Radio 96.9 FM, your station for fresh news, smart talk, all day. I got a full house today. I'm very excited. I've had an opportunity over the last couple of weeks to interact with a lot of young people and students, and I treasure these moments when I could get young people in the studio and say, look here, y'all young people, us old people still got things to teach y'all. The best part about it is that whenever they come, they always have something to teach us. And that's what I appreciate most about it. And so I got a set of superstars on the lineup for y'all today. On his way to the studio is the one and only Stelik, the rake and scrape general, the party animal. And for the best opening act, for the best opening act in the world, we have got directors and campers from the Sustainable Me Eco Camp that is taking place this summer. And they're going to join us to tell us about this new camp and all of the opportunities that are available for your kids. And I've got a couple of campers in studio who I get to question about their camping experience and if they are properly deputized campers. Good morning, gentlemen.
Good morning.
Good. Okay, glad y'all are here. Now, I got a little bit of housekeeping to do to start the show, and then we're going to get back to our important conversation. I haven't been camping since I was, I was about 30-something, and I tried to go camping in Andres. Let me tell y'all how wonderful and warm-hearted the people in Andres are. When we go to Andres with our tent and our car and tell them we're getting ready to find a nice piece of bush to camp in, the people in Andres refuse to let us camp in the bush. They refuse to let us camp outside at all. They couldn't understand why we would voluntarily endure such hardships when we have all of these warm, open-hearted people in Andres willing to put someone up for the night.
Yeah, the mosquitoes ain't nothing to play with.
Everybody was prepared. We were prepared for them. But the Andres people knew better. They had wisdom and foresight and experience. Mm. And they make us camp out in a room. For that, I will always appreciate them and their wisdom. Let's get back to the housekeeping for today. It is Thursday, the 22nd of June, 2023. That means it's a Culture Thursday, and we are talking culture today. This Thursday, today the 22nd, and tomorrow, Friday the 23rd, central bank representatives will be giving out sand dollars at Quality Supermarket, Cable Beach. Show your sand dollar-enabled digital wallet at the door and receive $20. Spend $18 or more in sand dollars at the register and get $5 back when you leave the store. This is limited to the first 100 customers to show us their sand dollar-enabled wallet at each location. One top-up per person so as many people as possible can experience the sand dollar. For more details, visit any of the sand dollar social media pages or call 302-9880. That's 302-9880. And what I do know is that there are wallet providers, there are companies who provide wallets out at the Cable Beach location, and they will also help you choose a wallet and enable it. And if you can't take part in the Cable Beach supermarket super value giveaways, then surely you can use your digital wallet to participate in the on-the-clock sand dollar giveaways. Every day for the next 4 months, we will be giving away sand dollars to digital wallet holders. Every day, two winners will receive $30 in sand dollars. To be eligible to win, you must have a digital wallet and answer the trivia question correctly. When you call in, give the producer your name and number, digital wallet provider, your digital wallet address or custom name to transfer the funds to your digital wallet if you get the right answer. Listeners are restricted to one transfer for the duration of the competition. You can only win once. Here are the numbers to call to join the conversation to participate in the giveaways. 323-6232, 325-4316, 325-4259, 242-300-5720 for people living in the Bahamas but not in New Providence. That's 242-300-5720. And, of course, the text line is 422-GR96. That's 422-GR96, powered by BTC. If you're calling, if you're going to text to answer the trivia, remember to also text your wallet information, or at least indicate that you have a wallet so I can contact you after the show for your wallet information. First question of the day. I'm going to repeat the question from yesterday. I hope those people who called in and didn't have a wallet can call back now that they have a wallet. In Jamaica, ackee refers to the fruit ackee, but in Barbados, ackee refers to which popular fruit in the Bahamas? Now, y'all in the studio, you can't answer the question. I mean, if you answer it, I can find another question to ask the people, you know, but this is a juicy one, like the fruit I'm referring to. In Jamaica, ackee refers to ackee. In Barbados, ackee is what juicy fruit? Well known in the Bahamas. First trivia question for the day. 323-6232, 325-4316, 325-4259, 242-300-5720. Now, good morning to my guests in studio.
Good morning.
I can't wait for summer camp time. And this is a new summer camp. The summer camp I am familiar with is Camp Simonette, the best summer camp in the world, supported by the country's finest mosquitoes. Can't run a summer camp without them. But today, y'all are here to tell us about a new camping experience brought to us by a relatively new NGO called Sustainable Me. Joining me in studio, Ava Turnquest and Kia Nguyen. Mm-hmm. Kia Nguyen, good morning.
Thanks for having us, Aaron.
And your junior support team.
Introduce yourselves.
Hello, my name is Aileen Martin.
Nice.
Hello, my name is Hiro.
Hello, my name is Judah Nam Bates.
Nice to meet you all.
And just to correct you, we're not a nonprofit. We're a for-profit company.
Okay.
And we offer services, curriculum building, workshops, in-person and remote as well.
Okay, this is awesome. This is awesome. I like that because I could tell you all things and not feel guilty about it. But no, it's great to see a business focused on providing these services. I see we got a caller on the line. Good morning, caller. You're on the clock. You have an answer for the trivia question?
Yes, ma'am.
I'm ready for you.
The answer is Gnep.
Yes, it is. The answer is Gnep. In Barbados, they call Gnep ackee. In the Bahamas, we know what ackee is. Ackee is the best egg replacement on the planet. It is a Rastaman's delight, but it's a very tricky thing to cook. You have to know how to prepare it. You can only eat ackee when it is fully ripe, the pods have opened, and then you have to clean it properly. I want to thank you so much, caller.
Yes, ma'am.
You gave the producer your information?
Yes, ma'am.
And would you have any gnep, sir?
Not as yet.
Boy, I saw somebody picking gnep this morning. I almost obstructed traffic to put my hand on some gnep, but I had to be a good driver. Thank you so much. I will contact you after the show and transfer you your money.
Thank you.
Have a wonderful day, and please continue to call into the show. Okay, guys, let me throw the next question out right away. Follow-up question, same question from yesterday that also was not answered by anybody who transferred the correct information via text. I got a lot of answers via text, but I also need you to have a wallet, digital wallet, to get the money. The five oceans are, there are five oceans on this planet we call Earth. What are they called? Now, listen, sir, you don't know Billy Ocean. He does not qualify for this one.
No, I'm putting my...
Pardon?
I do know Billy Ocean.
You do know Billy Ocean? I love it. Caribbean Queen. I love it. Billy Ocean is like one of the first big black poppy stars and also Caribbean descent. So we were all very, very excited when he made it to the top. But I need the five oceans of the world. Text or call, give the producer your wallet information or give me your wallet information via text and we will transfer you your money. Okay, guys, back to Sustainable Me Summer Camp. Let's talk about the camp. Well, Sustainable Me is a community-focused organization dedicated to empowering and connecting parents and their kids through online meetups and in-person workshops using the United Nations Global Goals for Sustainability, Well-being, and Belonging. So let's talk about the summer camp. How does camp, and I'm calling it Camp Sustainable Me, is that the title?
Mm-hmm.
Camp Sustainable Me. How is Camp Sustainable Me, how does it differ from other camps that are being offered this year or that kids typically experience?
Well,
you have to speak right into the, you may have to hold it up.
The difference between Camp Sustainable Me and a lot of the other camps out there is that it really focuses on solving a lot of our big problems. So you might have a camp that focuses on basketball, you might have a camp that focuses on sewing, etc. But this camp is really tackling a lot of our big problems. We're talking about brain drain, we're talking about food sovereignty, we're talking about what's really going on in the dump, we're talking about sustainable clothing. So it's really teaching our kids what the world's gonna look like, the mm-hmm. new world, the future, and how we move and adapt.
Okay,
yeah,
awesome. Ava?
And we also, I think a really distinctive feature of our curriculum is that we are approaching these heavy concepts and these really sort of meaty, dense subjects, but we're doing it all through hands-on experiential learning. So campers are not learning about the goals in a strictly academic way, but they're actually seeing them put into practice. So we're reaching out and saying, okay, what does zero hunger look like in practice in your community? What does innovation in industry look like?
Mm-hmm.
What does stewardship look like? And who are the stewards in your community? Who are the change agents in your community? And how do we support them? How do we engage with them? And so one of the features I think that is certainly most one of a kind about this camp is that we're going to be partnering with NGOs instead of just creating. That's another feature. We're not an NGO. We're a for-profit, but we are not reinventing the wheel either. We didn't create the Sustainable Development Goals. We're supporting them, and we're also going to made it a big feature of our camp, supporting the local groups that are already doing this work. And so one of our major partnerships is with Hands for Hunger, and so our campers are going to be exposed not just to the work that Hands for Hunger is doing and do work with them, but their families are also going to know about all the ongoing efforts and their networks. And so we're definitely really proud about that feature. We think that's something that really sets us apart from other camps.
That's awesome. You guys are not teachers?
No, definitely. We're moms. So
we are teachers. We just don't have a background in education.
I got you. But you got a background in education.
Yes.
You just don't have a degree. I mean, you just don't have the accreditation.
Exactly. Yes.
And how does that inform the camp? Like, how does and the camp experience? What do you bring as moms to Camp Sustainable Me that others may or may not bring?
One of the jokes that Kia and I made up a really a while back is we put the sus in sustainability. And if you're a parent, you know that what sus means, right? Because your kids are saying it all the time. And but what we how we take it to mean is that we are very realistic. We know that most of our parents are working 40-plus hour weeks. So mm-hmm. when we come with a sustainable effort, it can't just be for the good of the planet. It has to be good for the good of the family. It has to make sense. So we are looking for ways that won't break your bank just to help the planet, ways that we can all take a different spin on sustainability, one that would actually be sustainable, not just buy a million glass jars and never use plastic, you know, stuff like that.
I was just about to say, it would be great if we could get some corporate partners to sponsor.
We're definitely excited about that.
Because as we're sitting here, I'm thinking recycle, upcycle, repurpose, right? Mm-hmm. And we've got a serious problem. One of our local adult beverage companies is no longer recycling bottles. And I don't know what happened this year, but I haven't seen any bottled tomatoes really in the market, which means that those bottles are not being used, right? A lot of them are recycled, upcycled or repurposed with bottled sour and bottled tomato, right? And so imagine now if we could get that corporate sponsor to partner with you guys, you know, to somehow collect the bottles, clean the bottles, and then turn them into art.
So we have a recycling waste project, right, with Drexel Major, and we're actually going to be building something, and that would be a great feature in this as we build this system. When you look into a circle economy, all aspects of your ecosystem feeding into each other so that there's zero waste.
Yeah.
That would be a great outlet for the materials that we sort and try to recycle or repurpose.
Because imagine one of our local paint companies could donate some eco-friendly paint. Mm-hmm. You notice there's an artist who's making massive massive land art with biodegradable and eco-friendly paint. But imagine we could combine, because I saw something on your flyer that say activities. And like every good summer camp in the summer, you have to have independence activities.
Yes.
Shout out Camp Simonette, right? But that's how the kids who weren't in school always kept up on independence and national culture.
Yep.
A bottle competition for independence display. With the bottles, right? And the spray paint and the eco-friendly
You sure you're not
paint.
A counselor? Because you sound like a counselor at this camp, Aaron. Right? This is right in line with the curriculum. I'm about to tell you what our... You telling them what we doing.
You don't ask me how I auditioned in for the job, you know. You just checked the audition. Okay, so let's talk about the camp. How many days? How long is the camp?
The camp is 6 weeks long. It starts on July 3rd through August 11th, 9 a.m. to 3:30 p.m.
I want to come, right? But then I got a little trip plan. And my children don't know about it, to Disney World. So I can't come for the whole 6 weeks. Can I come for 2 weeks, take a week off, and then come back for 2 weeks?
You can most definitely do that. You don't have to come to the camp concurrently.
Yeah.
And a lot of the activities, they are independent per week. So you don't have to come to week four and be like, I missed the last 3 weeks.
Right.
Now I can't participate. There are a few of the activities, like, for example, in week five, when we're talking about entrepreneurship and industry, where we do talk about what are your passions? And so for something like that, we'll tie back to week three, which is good health and well-being. So we're talking about, you know, what are your passions? Can we make a Venn diagram of what you want to do and really encouraging Bahamians, empowering Bahamian children?
Mm-hmm.
The only other project that I think if you don't do it that week, you miss out on would be week one, which starts July 3rd, which is our apron making project, because we're going to then take those aprons and use them every week in our art projects. And so children are going to get to learn about sustainable fashion. And your kids are going to leave the summer camp going like, okay, I know how to run a stitch, I know how to sew a button, and this is really what sustainability is. Because now when November come and your child uniform skirt all rip up or whatever, the hem loose, now she can go and hem her skirt.
You're
learning how to take care of yourself, and that's really what the camp is about at the end of the day.
Okay, I would like to come to y'all camp and learn how to make those shoes that expand as children's feet grow. Like, that's the most sustainable. Because I thought like when my foot hit size San Salvador, I thought that was gonna be it. But it kept growing to size Andres. I was a little anyway. Okay, so I don't have to be at every week.
But Aaron, I would say we while they are independent, we are going to be starting crops in week one that we'll be harvesting, canning, and preserving in week five. So you might you will miss something. You will be able to do these independently, but the experience will be so much richer because we're building each week, you know?
Yeah,
so when you come, we'll have, like Kia said, you won't be able to have major apron, but we'll have the aprons. We're going to do Androsia batik dyeing. It's going to be great.
Androsia batik dyeing.
Yeah.
Androsia style batik dyeing.
Style batik dyeing.
Androsia is
the brand.
Andres brand.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, the best. I mean, sorry. Sometimes I get Andres and Andres, I have a hard time deciding which one is best, man. I love it. Okay, guys, which is your favorite island?
What's your favorite island?
This one. Abaco.
Abaco. Ooh. And New Providence? You said this one? No. New Providence. Okay, Abaco. What's your favorite island?
Nassau.
Nassau? Okay, I lie. I have to pick Eleuthero.
Oh, that's a good one.
I didn't lie. Andros and Acklins. Top tier.
I'm just throwing Grand Bahama real quick.
Grand Bahama Giants. Okay. Kia?
I was saying Eleuthero.
You're going to take Eleuthero. Okay, Eleuthero, you good? I don't need to rep you all. I like this. Are there going to be any like field trips? Are we going off campsite to go do things?
Yes. So we are definitely going off site. So we are partnering with Hands for Hunger. They recently launched their community plot. Mm-hmm. And so we're going to be working with them to develop that land, to steward that land for the duration of the camp.
Okay.
And we're really excited about the different features that we can, that's going to come out of that. We also, and so that's going to be a weekly excursion. We also have a weekly beach cleanup. So we will, based on your level of swim, you will be able to participate in snorkeling, but there will also be dedicated each week a beach cleanup. Water conservation data research,
uh-huh.
and also sandcastle building. So we're going to have a competition, and that's the sandcastle building, Aaron, is how we teach sustainable city design, building and infrastructure. And so what's so great about it is that each week, by the end of it, they'll have collected a certain amount of pounds of trash that we're also... going to be taking, so everything they do has multiple. So we're picking up the trash not just because it beautifies the community, but we're also doing research, types of trash that we're going to. So we have a multiple simultaneous research projects mm-hmm. that we'll be collecting data from and showing kids how each stage of the research process and how just things like you didn't think the types of trash that you pick up could be science, could be data,
right.
and you can learn something from it,
or that you could turn it into money, right?
And you can turn that data
The data you can use to generate income. Support programming, research, and work. But you could also turn trash into treasure.
And art.
Yeah, and souvenirs.
Yep.
And things for the 50th Independence celebrations. And the Jubilee game.
Aaron, come on, man. You can't give the business model.
No. Listen, what I'm saying. We got the Lutheran Adventurers in the room. We got the Grand Bahama Lucayans. We got the New Providence Buccaneers.
Okay.
I was about to call them privateers. That's what people we have to... reform ourselves.
The heel.
We got the Michael Flamingos representing Andros and the Acklins and Maguana and Inagua and Crooked Island and Long Key. And then we have the Andros Chickchawneys in the place.
And so we're at the New Covenant Baptist Church.
Right.
We're so grateful to be partnering with them. We have a lot of really cool things that we're going to be doing. Like 3D printing and building a workable model of a sustainable city. So yeah, man, I'm super excited.
3D printing?
Yeah.
What?
We're going to be 3D printing with Chester. We also will be with...
Chester Robards.
Guardian Family?
Yes, Guardian Family.
We're going to be going to Ponciana Paper Press with Sonia Farmer. We're going to have Dr. Ancelino Davis come and meet us on site.
The Birdman.
To do map making.
Yeah, so we're really excited about what we've put together.
Okay, guys, I have a project for y'all. I need y'all to make a map to this one special mango tree for me. This is going to be awesome. And
yeah,
so what are the age ranges? Because I almost put in my application.
8 to 13.
Okay,
to
never 13. Mind. But 8 to 13 is great. I have a sibling. My sibling is 7.
You know, yeah, we definitely have siblings. And if you're a mature 6 and a half,
yeah,
we'll definitely review it and talk to your parent and see. You know,
what if
you
I'm
can
14
do it.
And my but like the two of my siblings are here,
yeah,
and I'm 14, I
yeah,
can come
definitely,
to the camp.
Definitely.
We could work something out, but
it's about
also
your interest level too. If you're interested in something you're passionate about and something that you can really gain from, like there are some 14-year-olds that would benefit from working hands-on with scientists and building their resume and the portfolio of things that they're doing. You know,
right.
Definitely
like for a best scholar.
We're
going to
be
that.
Doing a
awesome.
Lot of important. Things.
Kia?
No, I was saying that even if your child doesn't fit into this age range, don't forget that the summer camp is just a small part of the organization.
Oh, a larger
programming,
yeah.
So definitely don't feel like that you can't reach out and find out because we will be having workshops in the following months as well.
All right. Cost and contact information.
So it's $175 per week, and I'll let Kia give the contact information.
The phone number to reach out to is 432-7683.
Uh-huh.
You can also go onto our website at sustainableme.org/summercamp and find out and register your child directly through there.
All right.
And you can also find out about our other services, too, as well, particularly curriculum design. We are talking to a few schools for the fall.
Yeah.
Where we'll be incorporating a feature of this curriculum in a, I guess, an academic year style.
Absolutely. So if I'm a tutor,
yes.
If I'm
homeschool, specifically homeschooling.
Homeschools and tutoring, that this counselors. Is a space, a yes. resource for me yes. to expand my existing programming.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
This is awesome. Okay, producer, take us to a break. Please intro our next guest. You could play any one of his songs for me. I love it. We got another celebrity coming into the studio, guys, after the break. But I want you to stay here for the break. And then after the break, we close it out. I want to introduce you all on air to this celebrity of celebrities because I want to try and, like, use you all to make a meld. Because I appreciate Sustainable Me, right? And we also entrench important principles through song and culture.
Mm-hmm. Oh, we didn't even talk about it. We have a music component. We can maybe introduce that.
Okay, when he comes in, we introduce him.
We brought up the producers with us right now. Saishay Strong.
This place make music?
More than make music.
Listen, my favorite summer, as we go to the break, my favorite summer camp song is The Roaches and the Bed Bugs. Just having a game of ball. Y'all don't know that The Roaches and the Bed Bugs song?
You gotta school.
No, anyway,
we're
going
to make a camp. He's going to make a camp song. We're going to make a camp song.
You're going to make a camp song,
actually,
too?
Aaron, they made a song. They have a record already. It's just in mixing and mastering now. We got to debut it on your... I got to let you hear it to see if you can debut it on your show.
But, I mean...
They have a whole song.
I have a feeling whatever they produce tonight. Could play on my show.
Yeah, crazy. It's called Freestyling Like Crazy. It's on my phone right now. I can preview it for you.
Big competition in the studio. Guys, we gotta go to the break. When we get back from the break.
Not funny at all.
This gentleman said, I'm an artist and please respect my work. No, we're not laughing at you. We're just excited about the moment. Because when we were young, we wish we had the opportunity. We had adults supporting us in this way. So we could do these fun things. So we're not making fun. We're just having fun. You guys stay tuned. We're on the clock with Erin Green. We will be right back with the Sustainable Me Project. Stay tuned.
Thomas Games. What was the purpose of the games?
The purpose is twofold. One, to bring Bahamians from throughout the Commonwealth of the Bahamas together through sports. And the second, to find talented athletes throughout the Commonwealth of the Bahamas to be trained and possibly make it to the Olympic level.
When the games is?
This July 7th to the 15th.
For more info, call 322-1029.
It's that time again!
Sign up now for the Michael Scooter Red Peace on the Streets Basketball Classic, taking place July 24th to the 30th at the Hope Center and the Kendall Isaacs Gym. Call 601-4842 for more information. Powered by the Bryce Newbold Foundation. It's game time!
Massage in Margaritaville, downtown Nassau, presents Fish Fry Friday, the SoCal Old School Edition. Friday, July 14th, from 6:30 p.m. to 11:30 p.m. at the 12-volt bar, Margaritaville, downtown Nassau. It's all of your favorite old school classics and the new school soca, performed live by Massage alongside DJ AI, taking you back. $25 cover charge with one free Ron Mercado drink with entry. And for $55, you can experience the Fish Fry Friday Buffet at Vacation Cafe before the event and enjoy complimentary access. It's the Fish Fry Friday SoCal Old School Edition. Friday, July 14th, 6:30 p.m. to 11:30 p.m. at 12-volt bar, Margaritaville, downtown Nassau. This is one you don't want to miss. Don't meet me there. Speak me there.
Girl, Junior just showed me Bulla Boy on his phone.
What you mean he take picture of that good for nothing boy?
Shh,
you don't want bullet hair. You say that. You know, she always say that's my good child.
So what he doing in Junior phone?
Oh, he there because the police looking for him. He on that wanted list.
Wanted persons in your phone now?
Yes, child. And when police want find anybody quick, after something happened, they can send picture direct to your phone. Go to Google Play or App Store and search for Crack Crime Bahamas, then pick install and we'll go straight to your phone.
There is also a section on missing persons.
Yes, girl. Everybody needs to get this app so police can tell us right away when these people go missing. Just like an alert system.
Yes, it has numbers for Crime Stoppers Bahamas so you can call and nobody knows you. Call directly to Miami and give the information without giving your name or anything about you. I tried it the other day and when I hear Junior and his boys talking about where they hide those guns, I walk quick around the corner and call that number.
Call 328-8477 from Nassau or 242-300-8477 from the Family Islands.
I'm Lasagna Mizek, Managing Director of RBC Royal Bank Bahamas, with some big news that will elevate your debit card experience. RBC's new Visa debit chip card will soon be here. To make things easier for you, we're offering free FedEx delivery when you validate your contact details. No need to wait in line. We'll bring the card straight to you. Call 356-8500. Select option 7 for Visa Debit Direct Line and update your delivery address. Our team is available weekdays between 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. Take advantage of the security and convenience of chip and PIN technology. Free delivery is for a limited time, so act now.
This is Guardian Radio 96.9 FM, Nassau, Bahamas.
Saxon and the Valley, Rush Music Makers One Family. Saxon and the Valley, Rush Music Makers One Family. Saxon and the Valley, Rush Music Makers One Family. Saxon and the Valley, Rush Music Makers One Family.
They're coming!
Oh, spin that thing down on the marching town. On to Bay Street with the Junkanoo plan. Saxon at the rhythm, licking them goatskin drum. Valley boys on the brass, hitting the rubber bum bum. I'm Bohemian, proud to be one.
Saxon and the Valley, Rush Music Makers One Family. Saxon and the Valley, Rush Music Makers One Family. Saxon and the Valley, Rush Music Makers One Family. Saxon and the Valley, Rush Music Makers One Family.
If you understand what I'm trying to say.
Good morning and welcome back to On the Clock with Erin Green and the Sustainable Me Campers and the one and only Stolete, the celebrity chef, the I can't put the seafood salad down because the people in my house just eat it up, the rake and scrape general, the party animal, Mr. Stolete. Good morning, sir.
Morning. Thank you for having me. Morning once again.
It is a pleasure to have you here today, sir. And you've come to tell us about 242 Rake and Scrape Fest. Now, I didn't let you know. I had a challenge for you this morning. I got some new musicians in the studio for you, sir. And they're going to perform their camp song. Y'all going to perform? Y'all ain't going to perform no more?
No, never again.
You'll change your mind?
Not never.
Not yet. Not right now. Can we go to the
mic?
I have to perform. Let me tell you why. Because I want to see you all perform. This is I am your audience today. You all got to perform. I know you all can do. By the look on your face, I know you all can perform.
You all have to perform?
Yeah, you all, please. I'm telling you all.
Do you have a song edited? You have to?
You don't have to, but I'm asking you to please go with the plan.
Your song is edited?
Okay.
Yeah. He said okay.
Yeah, freestyling like crazy.
Yeah, that's edited.
We'll just do a little bit of it.
Good thing I didn't say words in it.
All right, y'all want me to sing a bit of my song first?
Sure.
Okay, now you said that like you don't plan on singing though. Okay, I can sing a little bit of my favorite camp song, The Roaches and the Bed Bugs. I woke up Sunday morning, I looked up on the wall, and something, the roaches and the bed bugs was having a game of ball. The score was 10 to 20, the bed bugs was ahead. The roaches hit a home run and knocked me out of bed. I'm singing, eeny, meeny, anna, miny, mo. Catch that wiffle waffle by his toe, and if he holler, 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 let him go. Screaming, eeny, meeny, anna, miny, mo. Y'all know that camp song? You do know it?
Absolutely.
You do?
Absolutely not.
Listen, there's a young man in here that he was so polite. He looked at me and I could see in his eyes. He said, "Yeah, Mom. Yeah, Mom, I remember that." And I was in the war in 1845. I used to sing that, Mom. Okay, guys. You could play it for us, producer?
Yes.
Oh,
my
God.
Oh, there you go. You thought you was getting off. I got the music. Okay, yeah. So.
Do you have an original song? That,
yeah, he. Ayo yeah. And Sai made the beat. And they sang it.
You ready? Yo, come on, let's go. Sing your song. Okay. No, sing it for real. Let's come on. Let's go. Come on, you gotta sing it. Sing it to the mic. Sing it to the mic. Sing it to the mic. Let's go. One, two, three. Sing your song. Let's go.
It's a slack up.
Yeah, let's go. Let's go. Come on. Let's go. Let's do this. Go ahead.
It's a breakdown.
Mm-hmm. Sing it to the mic. Let's go. Yes, sir. Mm-hmm. Come on, sing it. You gotta sing it just like you're in the room. Come on, you gotta sing it. Let's go.
Okay, guys, so we can come back to that. I am inviting you all back to my studio. I have to shut the music off. I almost let go of my mango freestyle. Y'all don't look at me like that. I'm a rapper. I'm a performer. I'm a political satirist. I crack jokes. Sometimes they funny. Sometimes they just heavy. You don't mind that. Anyway, guys, thank you very much. And this is the kind of fun that you guys are offering to campus at Camp Sustainable Me.
Yes.
You got a music component. We've got a swim, snorkel, beach conservation component. We've got an agriculture, grow and process your own food component.
Yep.
This is wonderful. Tell us the cost again.
It's $175 per week, and it's Monday to Friday, July 3rd to August 11th
okay.
At Covenant Baptist Church.
And if you register today...
Today, just for on the clock.
Yeah, if you register today, the first 7 people to register today will have their registration fee waived.
And that's a $50 registration fee.
Right. If you register today and the number to call is 242-432-7683. That's 242-432-7683. Or you can email sustainablememe.org.
Go straight to the website.
Oh, go straight to the website. Sustainablememe.org. / summercamp. There you go. Absolutely. Thank you. All right. Thank you, Ava Turnquest.
Thanks for having us, Aaron.
Thank you, Kia.
Thanks,
Ava. And gentlemen, where you going? You going backstage? Quick. I bet you have mangoes backstage. That's what happened.
You have a lot of mangoes at our home.
Why, thank you very much for the invitation. I thought you would never ask. We'll be there to help you out.
We have a lot of mangoes.
We do have a lot of mangoes at her house.
Yeah, mango. See, these people, you understand. Now, we got to get back to our guest, Mr. Stolete Finley. You're going to Florida to bring the good news to our brothers and sisters over there.
Most definitely.
Is this the first Rake and Scrape Fest?
This is the first Rake and Scrape Festival, 242 Rake and Scrape Festival. Going down South Florida, July 1st. Yes. This is the first 242 Rake and Scrape Festival. Going down South Florida July 1st.
Okay.
Featuring myself, the legendary KB, Papa Smith for the Freeport.
Yeah, I am a Bahamian.
Yes, exec out of Yellow Elder.
Now, look at who is exec?
Exec is a Bahamian recording artist. He's also a pilot. He used to fly for Western here in Nassau.
Yeah.
But he now flies for a big company in United States.
Okay, so he's based in the United States.
Yes.
Ah, mm-hmm. Well, he look like a professional performer.
That's why they call him Exec.
Yeah.
We also have DJ Gangly there. He's a Bahamian.
DJ Gangly.
Yes.
Yes. Okay, so I was looking, I think I found one track by Gangly last night. I said, okay, hold on. I get to know who Gangly is.
DJ Russian.
Who is DJ Russian? Is he a Junkanoo?
DJ Russian is out of Freeport. Yeah. Selector Russian is just the name he chose to give himself. And then we're going to have live Junko Ludia.
Okay, nice.
Live Junko. This is in celebration of our 50th independence.
Absolutely.
The show is literally to bring all behemoths together in South Florida. The ones who will be traveling over there that day, if it's just for vacation week.
Yeah.
Then the ones who over there who wish not to come home for independence or cannot come home.
Yeah.
We literally bring in Reagan straight to the world.
For the 50th anniversary, the Golden Jubilee.
This is in celebration, correct.
Oh, this is awesome. This is because it's a diasporic event.
Correct.
Just because you don't live here don't mean that the Bahamas is not a part of you. So you...
Alexis is going to be hosting it.
Okay.
Alexis out of Freeport.
Okay, yeah.
So this is an all-surround Bahamian event. We will actually have a real sauce scraper there. Full live band. All Bahamian food will be served there.
Look here, look how y'all at Sustainable Me, Camp Sustainable Me, gonna have to make a rake and scrape ban from recycled goods, like the plywood, the fishing line, the nail, the 5-gallon bottle, the Coca-Cola can to make the vibrato on the guitar. Y'all remember when you put the mashed Coca-Cola can on the board with the string to make the guitar?
Yep.
Good times when we was young and free and had energy and... didn't worry about things like bills. Back to Houston. How much it cost to get in?
$30 online. $30 in advance. $40 and more at the door.
All right. And we can purchase tickets at Eventbrite?
At Eventbrite.com, Dwikey's Restaurant in Pembroke Road, Finley's Restaurant in Pompano Beach, Conk Haven in Miami. You can just use the number right there. Call for tickets if you need. I advise everybody who under the sound of our voice, if you're going to be in Lauderhill, Florida, at 3500 Northwest 15th Street, Luxurious Hill Ballroom, get your ticket in advance. You know us behemoths, we like take forever to get our tickets. And when all the tickets gone, you can call and say this, call and say that. Get your ticket in advance. The energy is already building. The reviews and the response, everybody is already excited. Mm-hmm. There's only so much people the place can hold.
Ah, there you go.
Get
limited capacity.
Your tickets.
Listen, what I'm going to do is I'm going to buy my outfit first. And I show it up there.
You're going to buy your outfit first.
I got to get the ball rolling. I got to be there. Whether I got to stand outside or not, I got to be there, buddy. It's a lineup, man. Jesus. It's a lineup. KB, Papa Smurf, exec.
But the whole main thing about this is just to bring awareness to Bahamian music. For a long time, we've been on the back burner. And, you know, everyone else has their identity. This is only to put a stamp for the world to know. And what bigger stage is it to have it done in the United States?
Yeah.
Where all our Bahamian people are, the Bahamian diaspora. Yeah. Even for anyone else who wish to join and come and see what our culture is all about. Yeah. Because we're celebrating our 50th. And we're doing it in grand style with the full course meal of the genre of Bahamian music, rake and scrape, in your belly.
Look here, and I want to say, if you're in the U.S., but you're not a resident in Florida, now's the time to start planning your trip to Lauderhill, Florida. Find a luxurious banquet hall. Call them at 954-637-3123. Find out where they is and how to park, because you need to be there for independence.
And even want to know how to get there.
Yeah.
Get on Bahamas there, because they are assisting us with this.
Okay.
Get on the 242, the fly carrier.
Yeah.
The Bahamas there.
Yeah.
There's only one fly carrier in the Bahamas.
Right.
Bahamas there.
Because you're not required by law to celebrate independence in the Bahamas. Yeah. But if you're going abroad, please find a Bahamian.
Man, for Christ.
For wherever one or two or more are gathered, it is now a nation. It is now a nation.
But a lot of people was looking for something. They always say, why you don't do something in Florida? When we can have our own this, we have our own that. Now we have our own 242 Rake and Scrape Festival. This will go on next year and the years to come. So Bahamians abroad and everybody you're looking to support, we welcome you.
We have a massive diasporic presence in Grand Bahama, in Florida.
Yes.
So I said, still sending out love to my Grand Bahamians. Y'all keep inching closer to this mic, young people. I can make y'all sing a song with me, for real. Yeah, y'all like to freestyle. It's mango time. I need something to let these people know they have to get out there. Like, we need a song to remind Bahamians that mango season means you have a duty. And that duty is to pick up as many mangoes as you can, to tend the trees, to not let them go to waste, to capture as much mango. And the way that you do that is by entrenching the things that are important to you in song. Like our friend here, Stalit, the Rake and Scrape General, have a song called Woman Calling Me
Pie.
Pie. And you know what the song is about? The song is about intimate partner relationships. Mm-hmm. It's about self-worth and self-esteem, knowing yourself and how to navigate relationships that can get rough, right? And could get even violent.
And everybody been through that, right. Well, some part of their life.
That song is the song that is popular because everybody been through it or knows someone who's been through it. They've dealt with it.
You know the song? You know the
woman
song?
Calling me pie, yes, woman texting me hi, da 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 da, I ain't gonna die. I love it. Because you, what you do, my friends, is when it's important to you and you entrench it in culture, you want other people to remember it as well. So you put it in song. Mm-hmm. That's why I'm so excited about the camp song that you guys have created. And I'm always excited about the music that Stilete makes.
That's not the camp song, actually. In the first 2 weeks, we're going to be making a camp song. So the camp is going to build the camp song. That's just something that's just them freestyling like crazy.
How old are they?
7 and 8.
7 and 8?
And 9. Now, sorry, 7 and 9.
Okay.
The person that made the beat is going to be turning 8 this year.
With encouragement. I give them another 2 years with encouragement. When some of the shyness die off,
yeah,
they will be very, very talented.
Yeah, and they're not shy.
They are. See, because when you're at home, you could do what you do in front of your home.
Yeah.
In your home. That's why what you do is... You give them exposure so that some of the shyness and the silence can break.
Yeah.
And they don't have to be in a big audience. Just one person like Ari in front of me.
Yeah.
And they have to, you know, start to break that little, and then they'll get more comfortable.
Their parents, it's your job to provide as many experiences as possible for kids to get that type of exposure. And community, it's our job to provide the environment where parents could do that. We got to be supportive. We can't be making fun of children trying their hardest. Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
He's one of the artists?
Yes.
Yeah, what's his name?
Judah.
Can I ask him something?
Yes.
Mr. Judah, what inspired you to write this song that you write?
Nothing really. I just saw Isles making a song and I wanted to join, and then everybody wanted to join.
So you know music, you like music, or you just
I like music.
You like music. So if you like music, do me a favor, lean forward to the mic. What's the name of the song that you wrote?
Freestyling like crazy.
That's what the name of it is? Mm. Oh, that's catchy. That's a hook. That's a hit already. Do me a favor. Freestyle like crazy.
Oh, I didn't really say anything in the song.
You didn't do anything at all in the song?
I did say like a couple of words.
If they could play the chorus?
He's the hype man.
I was doing it while he was talking.
Do me a favor.
Sing the chorus, guys.
Do me a favor. Wait, one moment. Do me a favor. Just literally freestyle right now. Just freestyle. You. Julian? No, Judah. Just freestyle. Just go in the front of the mic. Just block out everybody and just freestyle whatever comes to your mind. A new song right now. Go for it. 3, 2, 1. Let's go.
We rolling. We're flowing. We're going crazy tonight. Crazy. We're rolling.
Mm-hmm.
We're flowing.
Mm-hmm.
We're going crazy tonight.
And you just made that up?
Yes.
That's the song. Okay, that's the chorus.
Yeah, now
you freestyle. Go. Just sing something that you think come to mind that matches that. Just go. Just sing something, whatever come to mind that you think will match that. Go ahead.
Everything in the song that I said, that's all.
Just sing what you want to sing now.
Sing what you want to sing. Anything. Just sing something.
What you were doing. Yeah.
Listen. Okay, guys.
3, 2.
You. Go on.
That's good enough. I just wanted him to see what it feels like. So that's the voice in the shit.
Do you want to say something?
Are you ready to freestyle, Io? Just as we close out the show, y'all gonna cause me to freestyle because I gotta go.
If y'all gonna freestyle, me and Aaron can freestyle. Y'all better do it while y'all get a chance. We live. We live. Let's go. 1, 2.
I love it.
Aaron, freestyle, Aaron.
Listen,
freestyle.
I gotta go. I gotta rush. I got a date in the bush with some mangoes. How the man goes. I gotta find someone to tango because Mr. Stilete ain't gonna dance with me. He's on his feet. Going to Florida. Where's Stilete?
What's the name of your group? What's the name of the group?
Sustainable Me Summer Camp. Their group.
Sustainable Me Summer Camp.
Yes.
I am Stilete, the Rakers Grape General. Hanging with Sustainable Me Summer Camp General. Come on, you gotta.
What's your name?
What's your name? Go on.
Jay.
Julian M. Bates.
Huh?
Judah Nam Bates.
Okay, I am Stalit, the Reagan Scrape General, hanging with Julian M. Bates. I don't care what nobody say. Sometimes you will have people who hate.
Judah.
But it don't matter because you know that Judah you are
M. Bates.
Great.
Judah M. Bates.
Yeah, Judah
yes.
M. Bates.
Okay, Stalit, the Reagan Scrape General, hanging with Judah M. Bates. No matter what nobody say, you will always have people who hate. Continue on with your journey and always stay focused, steadfast, because you will have your mother and father until life long and last. Don't care what they say. Come down here to 96.9 with Aaron, the Guardian, and they show you how to rhyme. Break it.
The Reagan Scrape General.
That is not true.
And Aaron M, the M is for mangoes, not for money. Thank you, Reagan Scrape. Guys, thank you so much. Audience, thank you for joining me today. For the to our texter who won the question, the answer, there are five oceans on planet Earth, and they are the Atlantic, the Indian, the Pacific, the Arctic, and the Antarctic Oceans. There's also Billy Ocean, and there's also Frank Ocean. And there is the ocean that forms in Pinewood when it rains and the tide is high. We all out of time. Producer, put some music on for us to lead us out. Remember, guys, you got to join Stalit, KB, Papa Smurf, Exec, DJ Gangali, DJ Russian at the 242 Rake and Scrape Fest, the first ever Saturday, July 1st in Lauderhill, Florida. Reach out to Stalit for more information. And Camp Sustainable Me, being led by co-directors Ava Turnquest and Kia Wynn Bates, because the kids are gonna be great, but don't bring them too late. Because if Aaron's there, they're gonna miss their plates. I hear y'all growing and cooking some good food. Guys, thank you very much. Say good morning to the audience. There you go, the proper Bahamian insurance. They know how to say good morning when they enter a room and when they leave. You guys have a great day. Thank you, producer. Stay tuned, Guardian Radio AM with C.A. Newry is up next.
This is Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM, Nassau, Bahamas.